Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. One sacrifice for all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine living in the desert. Day after day, hundreds of thousands of families walked through the wilderness to a huge tent called the tabernacle. Can you picture it? Sand under their feet, sun in the sky, animals bleating and people talking. Families didn't come empty-handed. They brought animals, sheep, goats, and bulls, because God had given them a special rule. When someone sinned, an animal was sacrificed to show that sin is serious and that forgiveness costs something. One kind of sacrifice was called the guilt offering. One person would bring one ram to take away one sin. Just one. Now, let's think together. How many sins do you think one person commits in a week? More than one? Probably. Now imagine hundreds of thousands of people sinning every day. That would be piles and piles of animals. The sacrifices would never stop. That's what makes Jesus, as the Lamb of God, so wonderful and so powerful. Listen again to what God promised through the prophet Isaiah. It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. God was saying, it's not enough for Jesus to save just one group of people. Jesus will be the Savior for everyone. It would have been incredible if Jesus had died only for the Jewish people. That would be one sacrifice for millions of people. But God said, I have something even bigger in mind. Jesus' death on the cross was one sacrifice for the whole world. People who lived long, long ago, sins forgiven. People living right now, sins forgiven. People who haven't even been born yet, sins forgiven. One sacrifice for everyone. Seeing animals sacrificed would not have been fun. Seeing Jesus die on the cross was sad and scary. But because of that cross, God now looks at you and adores you. He doesn't see your ugly sins anymore. Not the ones you remember, not even the ones you forgot. Jesus, the Lamb of God, took them all away. And now, God calls you His precious treasure. We pray to Jesus. Dear Lamb of God, thank you for your perfect sacrifice on the cross to take away the world's sins. Help us to share the wonders of your sacrifice with the world. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.